Well, welcome back into the Frank Beckman Show. As you know from following this program, the discussion over a new energy bill, so-called energy bill here in Lansing, is moving forward. In the state capitol, they're talking about enacting this legislation, which would require that we move toward renewable fuels, the green technology like wind power, solar power, et cetera, et cetera. But they also would create, once again, a monopoly for the major energy companies here in Michigan. Now, those companies tell us that's going to make the price of energy less expensive in Michigan than it is elsewhere in the country. Is that true, or does a free market of energy competition really reduce costs in our state? At the Mackinac Center for Public Policy, a new study is out this morning, and it's indicating that what we're being told about lower rates with monopolies in utility industries is not exactly factual. One of the authors of the study is Mackinac Center adjunct scholar Diane Katz, who wrote it along with Dr. Theodore Bolima. And Diane Katz on the other end of our line. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Frank.
Good to talk with you.
Thanks.
So the argument that if we set up monopolies again for consumers' energy and DTE, we'll have lower utility rates in Michigan. You're not buying that.
No, because what we've seen happen is that when there has been competition in Michigan, although it's been limited competition, we have seen rates drop. And when we have seen less competition in Michigan, we've seen rates rise. The other problem is that this so-called renewable portfolio standard, that is a quota that would be required of electricity companies to use so-called green power, that will raise rates. So we cannot do both of these things and expect that our rates are going to go down. If anything, they're going to go up, which is hardly what Michigan families and the state can afford at this point.
Now, what were the numbers that you used in the study on this? What states did you compare to? Actual hardcore data did you have?
We looked at rates here in Michigan compared to the national average, and we also looked at Michigan compared to other Midwest states.
Where do we stand compared to the national average in energy prices here in Michigan right now?
Well, I have to check about, like this week, because rates change, all the time.
Right. But roughly, where do we stand? Are we in the top third? Middle
I think
third?
We're about average, which isn't a good thing. We want to be better than average because we want to be able to attract companies to Michigan based on, cheaper energy here.
Sure.
But in fact, we have, our energy mix at this point and the cost of our energy, particularly if there is less competition, creates a disadvantage to come into Michigan, and that's really not what we need at this point.
Well, the claims that are being made in all the advertising, and millions of dollars is being spent by the large utilities to try to convince people we need this new energy package, and it's going to lower rates here in Michigan, and if we rely on the outside energy market, the national market for importing energy, if you will, which is done through the transmission lines, it's going to cost us more. They're spending a lot of money on this right now, Diane, to try to convince us.
Well, that would tell me something. In other words, if they're willing to spend that much to convince us, then they must be pretty sure that they're going to make out well. And what we have seen in the past is that when they don't have competition, they may make out well, but consumers don't. Mm-hmm. And there is no shortage, or at least there wasn't when there was competition, there was no shortage of new investment in Michigan. In fact, we drew a number of investors who wanted to come into the state, build energy generating facilities here in Michigan because there is demand for power. And they had no trouble getting financing. I think, perhaps that, the utilities ought to consult with some of these, independents, because the independents had no problem getting investment dollars.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about these renewable energies that the utilities will be forced to build if these bills in Lansing go through.
Well, they'll be forced unless they can show there's a cost threshold. So there are some outs. But yes, in in essence, these are these would be mandated quotas.
And the mandated quotas kick in unless the costs rise by more than 3%, right?
Well, I think there's various bills, and they each, you know, say different things. For example, the mandate would be reduced if, you know, residential rates go up by a certain amount, or if commercial rates go up, or industrial rates. There's a whole schedule of rates, the complexity of which tells us that this probably is not a good plan, because it's going to end up with a lot of fighting, you know, between regulators and the electric companies.
Mm-hmm. Well, until they want to raise rates, and under the legislation that we've seen so far, there would be no regulation of utility rates. It would be simply a charge by the utility companies, and that's it. They would not have to go before the state for rate increases any longer, would they?
Well, that I'm less sure about. I don't know about that aspect of it. Oh. I haven't seen language related to rate regulation.
So that may not be in there?
I'm not familiar with it. I thought they would have to continue with rate regulation.
All right. Well, I know in the insurance industry, in that bill they're talking about, there would be a lessening of oversight by the state, but not so in
politics.
Well,
if they're giving away everything else, it wouldn't surprise me if they did that as well.
Why are we moving in this direction? Why is there this feeling that we need to move in this direction in this state?
We don't have
a shortage of energy here.
No, there's not a shortage. And, in fact, part of the reason there's not a shortage is that the economy is so bad. And so the demand for energy has declined considerably. You know, I think that the utilities, to some degree, agreed to competition because they were able to collect on state-backed loan guarantees. And they got a bundle of cash. And so now that they've gotten it, they want to turn around and say, oh, now, you know, competition isn't good for us, so let's go back to, you know, the days when we didn't have any competition. They've got all sorts of arguments for why this is a good thing, but the fact is, you know, we've had the experience, and we know, as we know from all types of markets, that when you have competition, consumers in general are better off.
That generally has been the case, and
the argument
that has been made in energy has been just the opposite. It's been a little bit surprising that that the free market in energy would not have the same impact as the free market in every other facet
of
the economy.
Well, here's the dirty little secret. You know, a lot of people are going around saying that deregulation and competition in the energy market didn't work. The fact is, we never had deregulation. In a great degree of competition. We didn't have a free market. In Michigan and a variety of other states, there was a limited partial deregulation of some elements of electricity service, but by no means all. And there continued to be enormous amounts of regulatory oversight and control by the state. And so to say that the free market hasn't worked is, you know, absurd, because there was no, you know, opportunity for it to work. Here in Michigan, you know, the Michigan Public Service Commission retained tight control over what was going on in the electricity market. And so it's not accurate to say that deregulation didn't work.
All right. All the information available at Mackinac.org?
Correct.
Diane?
Take a look at the study. There's an executive summary if your listeners, you know, don't have the time to read through the whole thing. But, you know, we hope they do.
Diane, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Take care. Diane Katz, one of the scholars at the Mackinac Center for Public Policy, on this study of what would happen to energy prices if we do go ahead with the plans being discussed in Lansing right now and create monopolies, once again, complete monopolies, in the utility business here in Michigan. Again, you can read the studies at Mackinac.org. And you heard about it here on The Beckman Show on JR.